Morning, we're on Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid, and it's the Simon about Kiloy Ilon, that you're not allowed to graft or crossbreed trees. The Pasuk which talks about not making Kilayim, that includes making Kilayim of trees. Therefore, you're not allowed to graft one branch onto another. If you have an Esrog tree together, an apple tree, or even two similar species like crab apples and regular apples, as long as it's separate species, it's going to be usser. Leaving a guy to do the grafting for you and just having him do it, allowing him to do it, is also usser. You're not allowed to maintain a species of a grafted tree. However, once there's fruit, the fruit is not usser to eat. You can eat from the fruit. Also, if you have a grafted tree, you can take a branch from the grafted tree and replant it somewhere else. What's it called? The Isser of Kilayim, which includes Kiloy Hakerem and Kiloy Ilonos, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz unless you have two types of seeds together with a vine. Two types of seeds together with a vine is usher even in Chutz La'aretz. All right, that brings us up to Simon Kuf Ayin Hey. Simon Kuf Ayin Hey moves on from crossbreeding trees to crossbreeding animals. There's an isser to crossbreed two different species of animals. You can't even do work with two types of animals. So plowing with a horse and a donkey or a horse and a cow would be usser. They can't pull your wagon. Even if you don't whip them or physically make them move together, but they're tied together, and you whistle at them and make them move the wagon or the plow, that's usser as well. Also, if you have a guy who has two types of animals on his plow or something like that, you're not allowed to go near it because we're afraid that you're going to cause them to move, and then you would be over an isser. You're not allowed to sit in a wagon that there are two types of animals pulling, because by you putting and sitting in the wagon, it's going to cause it to move. If you have a wagon that's being pulled by one type of animal, you can't tie another type of animal on the back or on the side, because with them walking along, it's also going to help the movement of the wagon, and that's usser, as the kilayim. You can't tie two types of animals together, even if you're just doing it for their protection so they won't run away, because of Viter, they're going to be working together at some point. Finally, a mule, which is a mixture of a horse and a donkey. There are two different types of mules. One is where the mother is a horse, and the other is where the mother is a donkey. You're not allowed to have two types of mules working together either, and therefore you have to check the simonimar, the ears. If the mother is a donkey, so it has longer ears and the tail. If the mother's a donkey, it has a shorter tail. And if and the voice, it has a deeper voice if the mother is a donkey, and vice versa. There are some that say, though, that you're not even allowed to have two different types of mules who have the same simonim. They're also not considered to be the same species, because it's a mutant type of species that comes from different parents, and therefore there would be an issur of kilayim for using any kind of mules together. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we continue with Simon Kuf Ayin Hey, with Simon Kuf Ayin Vav.